morning. Welcome, everybody, to this Sunday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus. What a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I think we should throw a block party after Mass. It's so nice outside. This fourth Sunday of Easter is traditionally called Good Shepherd Sunday, as the Gospel portrays Jesus as the shepherd who calls out to his sheep, the shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. This fourth Sunday of Easter is also dedicated to praying for vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. It's Vocation Day Sunday, and we pray that many of our young people, especially here in the Diocese of Bismarck, would respond to a call to the priesthood or the religious life. Our diocese, if you haven't looked at the poster recently, our diocese is blessed with so many wonderful, wonderful seminarians. Two of them will be ordained in just a few short weeks, Greg Luger and Jordan Dosh. Not only does the Diocese of Bismarck have one of the highest ratios of seminarians per Catholic in the entire United States, I think this year the Diocese of Bismarck will hold the record for the tallest seminarians to be ordained to the priesthood. Bishop Kagan will need a step stool at the ordination. Speaking of Bismarck, at the beginning of World War II, in 1939, Nazi Germany commissioned the battleship, the Bismarck. It was the largest fighting vessel at the time. The world had never seen anything like the Bismarck. It was over 820 feet long, and it had a crew of over 2,000 men and women. Shortly after it was commissioned, the Bismarck sank dozens of Allied ships and shot down dozens of Allied planes. It was thought that no airplane, no ship could possibly match the Bismarck. But like another unsinkable ship, the Titanic, eventually the Bismarck was sunk. And it was sunk by just one torpedo, one lone torpedo. It struck the Bismarck on the rudder, the port side rudder. The damage caused the rudder to be stuck at a 12-degree angle, so all that the Bismarck could do was to make one big giant circle in the sea. It wasn't long after that that the British Navy successfully sunk the Bismarck. No matter how large the Bismarck was, no matter how thick the armored walls were, no matter how armed it was, no matter how skilled its crew was, the Bismarck was entirely helpless without a rudder to direct it. It could do nothing. I think the Bismarck is a modern-day image of a life that from the outside may seem to have everything, appears to be safe and protected, but without a rudder, without direction, without God, that life quickly spirals out of control. It's directionless. It doesn't have a purpose. It's the same way, I think, with sheep. Because the well-being of the sheep depends entirely upon the shepherd who guides the sheep. Without a shepherd, those sheep would quickly become lost, disoriented, panicky. It's not surprising, I don't think, that our world is so full of anxiety. Because in many parts of the world, perhaps even in our own lives, we've neglected to listen to the voice of God. It's easy to drown out the voice of God in a world that is so full of social media and technology. It's so hard, I think, to make time to be comfortable with listening to that quiet, still voice of God. Silence. Silence is the language of God. To be able to not have to be doing things all of the time, but more important than doing things is being in the presence of God and listening to his small, quiet voice speaking to us. The most important thing that sheep do is to listen to the shepherd. Their lives depend on it. Their lives depend entirely on the voice of the shepherd. If they listen to the shepherd, the rest is taken care of. They're in good hands. May we too find courage to be still before God, to listen to his voice. Only then will our lives be secure and at peace.